representative today. Learn more at AngeniaHerbicide.com. BASF, we create chemistry. Angenia Herbicide is a U.S. EPA restricted use pesticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Knox County Relay for Life invites you to register for Crowds for a Cure. This pageant will be held during the 2018 Relay at Lincoln High School on May 19th. Categories include everything from 0 to 20 and over. See the categories, ages, and more information online at relayforlife.org/KnoxCountyIN. Entries must register and may create a fundraising page online by May 11th. Contact KnoxCountyRelay@gmail.com with questions about the Knox County Crowds for a Cure.
Bill Dobson Ford, it's SUV season. No, not wabbit season or even duck season. It's SUV season. If you're in the hunt for a new SUV, now's the time to take aim at a new Ford Edge, Escape, or Explorer. Because right now, Ford SUVs are locked and loaded at 0% financing for 60 months or get up to $5,000 cash back. Drive one during SUV season at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
0% financing available through Ford Credit. Some restrictions apply and not all buyers will qualify.
So I can get a discount on supplies, because every little bit helps.
So I can get the most out of this land while still protecting the environment.
So I can teach my kids about where their food comes from.
From farm to table, Indiana Farm Bureau helps our members be better, safer, more successful farmers and business professionals. We're advocates, advisors, and experts, and we help members find their voice.
Get ready for the summer as the Lincoln Amphitheater 2018 Performance Series kicks off May 19th with Rumors, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, presented by Master Brand Cabinets. Then, June 2nd, Marty Stewart and his famous superlatives presented by Spencer Community Foundation. Get your tickets and more information at LincolnAmphitheater.com. That's the 2018 Performance Series, kicking off May 19th, only at the Lincoln Amphitheater. More information at LincolnAmphitheater.com.
View Regal Furniture Facts at WAOVAM.com. Click on the Regal Furniture Facts button and learn helpful tips on decorating and buying furniture from Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussrin, downtown Vincennes.
Help is here for those with low vision. Here's another community event on WAOV. The Will Center, or Wabash Independent Living and Learning Center Low Vision Program, will have quarterly support meetings aimed at individuals with some sort of visual impairment. The meetings organized by the Will Center's Low Vision Program. It'll be held at the Knox County Public Library Meeting House at 6th and Hart Street. For more information, call the Low Vision Program at 812-298-9455.
Weather brought to you by Percolon Gardens. Looking forward to a nice green lawn this summer? There's an easy way. Call Percolon Gardens today at 812-882-5752. Get a free lawn analysis and save 20% on the five-step program. Percolon Gardens, North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunny this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the low 80s. Well, Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of afternoon thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Thursday, cloudy with showers likely, highs near 80. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town, 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Risley & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named a Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It's Monday, the 3 o'clock hour. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company radio station, and it's Ask the Designer show this afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in. And yes, it is Monday. We're here on Monday now through the end of May. And Ask the Designer, it's your chance to learn more about interior design, furniture, decorating, hosting parties, recipes, and lots of cool, fun stuff with my buddy Greg Risley from Regal Furniture. Greg, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And we have got a lot going on. We've been talking this spring about different things we can do to get ready, things to freshen up and spruce up our homes and just kind of give it a fresh new look. We've kind of progressed to the outside, and we talked about sprucing up the outside of the house, and now we've talked about gardens.
Right.
With gardens and foods and different things. So let's just kind of recap what we talked over last week, different ways that we could do gardens, even if we don't have a large yard or live in an apartment like I do.
Right. Yeah. It's container gardening, and it's a great way to grow, you know, even lettuce and greens and, you know, lots of things can grow in container gardening. And, you know, so you don't have to limit yourself to a large garden. As a matter of fact, most of us probably don't have the wherewithal to do a large garden. It takes a lot of dedication for that large garden to do the weeding and composting and everything that it takes. You know, the container gardening is a little bit easier, doesn't require as much time per week, and still requires some care, but not the hours that you spend in a large garden. So,
good, good.
Yeah, it's an alternative. Gives us a way to self-sustain ourselves. And you know, I think it's really fun to, and I really enjoy the herb part of a container garden because, you know, I like to cook and
right.
The fresh herbs are nice to go out, cut your chives or your parsley or, you know, mint or whatever you want to do. And then you've got it all ready to go. So,
and you know, it's kind of rewarding that, you know, you've done that and did it all on your own. And it's kind of nice to reap your own rewards sometime like that.
Right, right. Certainly is.
Yeah. And so today we're going to kind of continue on that conversation about gardening. And what's kind of our focus in today's show?
Well, today we're going to finish talking about what we can do in containers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think this is really surprising because we're going to talk about doing potatoes in a container.
Okay.
Now, potatoes take the largest container, about a half a wine barrel.
Okay.
Is about right for potatoes. And you can do potatoes. You can also do sweet potatoes. You know, last year, our downtown containers on Main Street had sweet potato plants in them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if anybody ever dug up those sweet potatoes in the fall, but they should have because my son has done this around the back of his house. He built some terraces,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he does those, puts sweet potatoes in there, and it makes the beautiful green leaves, and they're huge. They cascade down.
Yeah,
and it
gorgeous.
Looks like a green waterfall at mm-hmm. the back of his house. And then he harvests these sweet potatoes, and he gets bushels of sweet potatoes from that back.
Wow.
And he puts them in his basement, you know, in a cool, dark place, and they're good all winter long. Mm-hmm. They have fresh sweet potatoes.
Very nice.
So, and he makes great sweet potato chips with hot paprika on them, and oh,
ooh,
boy, are they tasty.
That sounds delicious. That sounds delicious. And then we've got some other things to talk about.
We're going to talk about edible flowers.
Edible flowers. See, when you mentioned that earlier, just kind of my mind just exploded. I really hadn't thought that was an option. I mean, of course, I know that the blooms off of vegetables are where, you know, you're going to get your vegetable. But you're talking about regular flowers, some regular flowers that we
yep.
use just in our landscaping and our potted
right.
plants.
Right.
Interesting. I always just thought that, you know, it was poison for you to eat anything like that.
Well, we're going to go in detail about this today, about how you clean them when you harvest them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those things are important about when you get them and so on. So
some could be dangerous, you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, so.
And if you don't clean them properly, they can be bitter and not good tasting and stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, you got to know, like anything else, Cher, you got to know what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, you got to be sure and be educated on those things. Don't go in halfway, you know, like I do sometimes, because then you end up making a bigger mess and needing to call the professional to come help you. So,
all right. There's a lot of people that eat dandelion greens.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, personally, I've not done that, but I guess that you can, you know.
Interesting. I know as a kid, we used to, like, take those and smear it on each other's arms, and, you know, because that was funny because you couldn't wash it off right away and everybody thought that was hilarious, but I'd never thought about eating them. But well, we're here on the Ask the Designer show for April and May. We are on Mondays at the 3 o'clock hour, and we want to hear from you. We know we have loyal listeners, and thanks to you for tuning in each week. We love hearing from you, but we want to hear from everybody. What kind of topic or question do you have? It doesn't have to be about furniture or interior design or any one specific thing. Greg has great advice on just about everything, and if he can't rattle that question off right then and there, he knows where to go to get the research to find the answer to your question.
Let's say everything, Cher. Come on.
There's been very little you've not been able to answer, so almost everything. But there's several different ways that you can reach us to give us your topic for discussion or your question. You can reach out here to me at the station, 812-882-6060, or you can email me at ShareElliott@originalcompany.com. You can also go to our webpage, newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and there's a little form there that you can fill out and submit to us your questions that you'd like to ask. And of course, that's where you tune in to listen to us live, or you can hear a previous show. It's archived there on the page. Or they can reach out to you, Greg, at Regal Furniture and tell listeners how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, they can come in the store at 102 North 4th Street, corner of 4th and Bestrin, and here in Vincennes, big red awning around the outside, so it's easy to find.
It is.
You can call me at 812-886-4444 and ask for Greg, and I'll try to answer your question for you. And if I can't answer the question, then we'll do the best we can to find out the answer for you. You can also write me at gregr@regalfurnituregallery.com. And I'll write you back and try to give you my best answer. Sometimes it's best if you include a phone number with that email, because then if the question isn't real clear or there's various topics located in that answer, I can find out what one you're specifically, you know, looking for.
Yeah, yeah. And Regal Furniture, downtown Vincennes, been there for many years. Greg, how's the floor model clearance sale going? Are there any items left on sale?
There's a few things left on sale. Not too much now. We've pretty well cleared it out.
That's
but
fantastic.
There's a gorgeous china cabinet that's marked way down. There's a gray leather chair and ottoman that hasn't sold yet. And the Paula Deen dining room is still available.
Very nice.
But it's going to go because there's been several people in looking at it recently.
Good.
It's going to be gone soon.
Lots of great items there, some still on sale. And, of course, we don't want to forget about the hidden jewel inside the store there, the gift gallery. You know, graduation's coming, the end of school season, Mother's Day. Of course, it's starting to become wedding season. Lots of great ideas in there for just about any gift that you would need. Tell the folks, you know, a little bit about the gift gallery and how they can even shop without walking in the store.
Okay. Well, they can come look at the gift gallery, get some ideas, look at some things that you might like. We have a wide range of things. We do have our happy birthday table throws back in now.
Excellent.
Too, which have been out of stock for the first part of this year. And we can't even have your child or grandchild's name embroidered on the happy birthday throw. So every year when you have the birthday cake, you can throw this over your table linens, and it really is very festive, and it's brightly colored, and it's beautifully embroidered. Very reasonable price point. We also have bereavement section. We don't charge to deliver to the local funeral homes. We've got some new pieces in the bereavement section. We just got some new chimes in, and there's some new lanterns that have just arrived. In the actual gift shop, we're running a sale on the bakeware right now and some of the bakeware pieces. So, you know, we've got some really gorgeous bundt pans that are on sale. Then in the giftware line, we've got some new galvanized things in, and Jane's been doing arrangements in it. So you might want to come in and see those. They're very, very nice and kind of give your house a little spring update.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, and what's great about that is free gift wrapping.
Free gift wrap.
It looks fantastic.
Free delivery to local funeral homes on the bereavement things.
Very, very nice. You know, and
you can call us, give us a price range you want. We'll wrap it. We'll deliver it. You know, particularly like on Mother's Day, if you know, if you want something done at the office for mom or for your wife, you know, we're glad to do that.
Very nice. You guys do a great job of keeping things very easy for shoppers and very convenient. So I know I appreciate that, and I'm sure everyone else does as well. And it looks like we are ready for our first break. And then when we come back, we're going to dive into more of
our... grow potatoes.
We're growing potatoes, my favorite food ever. So be sure and stay tuned.
Prescription. I tell myself I'm only going to take a few of these pain pills, but we'll end up taking all 60. A few months from now, the pain will be long gone, but the addiction won't be. I'll doctor shop until I get caught, get arrested, embarrass my family, lose my job, lose my friends, and life as I know it will be over. On second thought, no thanks. I'll take something else.
Prescription opioid and heroin abuse in Indiana is a crisis. Visit in.gov/betterpill to get help and be informed. Sponsored by the Indiana Drug Enforcement Association in partnership with the Office of the Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Indiana Broadcasters Association and the station.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people.
The Rush Limbaugh Radio Program.
What do we talk about on this program? We talk about ideas on this program. Policy, ideas, same thing. We talk about events. Of course, we talk about people, but in the context of ideas.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOV.
WAOV is the oldest station in Knox County, running over 70 years strong. While we have news, weather, and sports on air around the clock, you can get that information anytime at our website, newsknoxcounty.com. At newsknoxcounty.com, we have podcasts of Knox County Today, the Midday Edition, archived video of area sports games, and much more. Bookmark us online today, newsknoxcounty.com. That's newsknoxcounty.com.
Baseball for kids, baseball for young adults, and professional baseball. Baseball, America's pastime. And you can hear baseball of all kinds right here on 1450 AM and 97.7 FM WAOV. We are the home of the St. Louis Cardinals. We are the home of Cub League baseball and the home of high school baseball. It's baseball on WAOV 97.7.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. You can also tune in at AM 1450, newsknoxcounty.com, and click on the Ask the Designer logo. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company, and thanks so much for tuning in. It's Monday, the 3 o'clock hour, the local hour here on WAOV. Right now, Mondays has Ask the Designer. That's the cool kids. That's Greg and I here. Tuesdays are our buddies Mark and Mark that talk about local happenings and trends and things going on. Wednesday right now are the Cardinals baseball. And Thursday, of course, the Lawyers Show. Dave Rolligan and Jeff Cobb are in here. So you don't want to miss out on the 3 o'clock local. Lots of fun and exciting information going on. But, nothing is better than talking about food and my favorite food of all time, potatoes.
Yep.
We're going to talk about potatoes today. Tell me all about potatoes. Are we going to talk about all the different ways that we can cook them and I can consume them, or what are we doing today?
I'm going to tell you how to grow them today.
Grow them. Okay. All right.
All right. You get you half of a wine barrel. And, you know, the reason you need that is because potatoes take a lot of space to grow.
Okay.
You know, and that... A lot of people never think about potatoes for a container garden, but they make a lot of sense because as long as you choose a container that's big enough, it's easy to do. So you use a half of a wine barrel,
okay. You
know, for example. And rather than burying potatoes to the desired final depth, you'll need to plant them at a fairly shallow depth, then just add more soil mix on top as the tubers grow. Placing them in the barrel makes this much easier than in a garden itself. And while the potatoes continue to grow, you'll have pretty leafy green vegetation and light-colored flowers. So,
okay.
You know, it's pretty. So you take that half a barrel, and, you know, it's a pretty good size. Leafy green with white flowers, it's real pretty. And then, lo and behold...
Later on, you have potatoes.
Later on, you have potatoes underneath.
Okay. Well, now, see, I wouldn't have thought that that greenery would actually end up with some white blooms on them. But
right.
They do. So they have a flower on the growth as well.
Because potatoes are a tuber.
Okay.
So they grow underground rather than above ground.
Okay.
So it's very interesting process.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do the sweet potatoes also have a bloom on them as
yes.
well?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So they do have the blooms.
They'll bloom also, right?
Ah. All right. Well, so you have, I mean, you're going to have food and beauty.
Right.
To decorate.
Right.
So now, would the regular potatoes be similar to the sweet potatoes that you're going to have to wait till the end of the season to harvest them? Or about how long do you think it takes?
Now you're getting into a question I'm not sure of.
Okay.
But I've always heard that you plant potatoes on Good Friday.
Okay.
And then you harvest them about 6 to 8 weeks later.
Okay.
So, you know, if... Now, this year, Good Friday wouldn't have been a good time to start.
No. We're just now finally getting some good weather to really start planting things.
Right. So, you know, you have to look at your year and you know. I know a lot of people that plant gardens go by the Farmer's Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people swear by that. My mother did. You know, she always went by the Farmer's Almanac about stuff. So, you know, I think that would be a good way to go. But another container vegetable that... you may not be aware of is summer squash.
Summer squash.
Yes.
Mm.
And like if you use the patty pan type of squash, the little flat ones,
mm-hmm.
then they're real easy to do in a container because they don't spread out a whole lot and so on. And you don't have to search to find them. They're readily seen, you know.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that you want to do if you're wanting to plant squash plants, look for the bush varieties rather than the vining ones. The vining ones are real scraggly and grow out. They grow in a garden,
mm-hmm.
regular ground garden, fine. But for your container, you want to use a bush variety unless you're planning to install a trellis in that.
Okay. Because then you
container.
Would need that to so it could vine up.
So it could vine up and,
gotcha.
Yeah, and go.
Okay.
But you can't get by with a little planter for this either. This is another planter that can go on the deck because you need at least 18 inches in diameter for each squash plant, and larger is even better. So,
You
know, you're gonna get some pretty large pieces.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty big container then for
but
one.
On a deck, it looks great.
Right. You're looking at a bigger space to fill, so that is more adequate for that. And that's kind of one of the things that we talked about last week, about looking at what area we're going to fill with our our potted gardens. You know, if we're looking at just for a windowsill, of course, and we want to stick to a small container and use just the herbs and keep it small and have some simple greenery. But if we're looking out on the patio or a railing, and you know, we can look at something a little bit bigger, a more longer rectangular type container.
Like that half wine barrel could even set in the yard.
Right.
You know,
in the middle of landscaping, you know, it's
or
it
out
can,
in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Make that the centerpiece for your front yard, or you know, it's the side of your walk up to the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just someplace where it can spread, gets good sun. You know, so on. Remember, you know, you want to remember what you're planting. Is it a shady plant or is it a sunny plant?
Right. I forgot about that. Yeah,
plant
you definitely
accordingly.
Want to keep that. And, you know, some that needs more watering than others, you know, you don't want to put something that's going to be out in the middle of a hot, sunny spot if it's going to need a lot of cool and water.
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to be watering 24 hours a day. Because we know summers around here can get pretty dry
and
very warm.
Right.
So, you know, keep those things in mind as well. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people take those half wine barrels and they knock them over and fill them with petunias or whatever, and they have the waving petunias,
mm-hmm.
and those look so nice. So, I mean, you could even incorporate one of those in with your regular one with your potatoes or sweet potatoes.
You can mix those things up. So,
yeah.
You know, the other thing you can do is bush beans.
Hmm.
So, you know, both types of snap beans can grow in a container. But the bush beans are a better choice, again, because they're a bush, not a spreading type of plant,
mm-hmm.
Because they grow compactly. So this still leaves you with a wide variety of different types of beans to choose from. You want a planter that's pretty wide but shallow, around 6 inches, and you still have your crop thrive in that.
Okay. And now when you talk about a bush bean, those are going to be some that we can harvest and use in the kitchen as well?
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Easy enough.
Little green beans growing on your deck out there.
Handy as that.
So.
Very good.
If you do decide to put a vining type up, then you need to add, you know, a kind of a trellis or something that they can grow up on,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to do that in a large container. And that can be done, but, you know, you may want to start small and go big later.
Okay.
A lot of times, you know, people decide to do a garden and they till up a 12 by 20 foot plot in their backyard, and then all of a sudden they realize this is way
sure.
more than what they need. So
I'm notorious for that. You know, things are bigger in my mind than what I realize, and I end up getting myself into trouble. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the other big thing that's always a surprise to people is, even though we live in a cold winter climate, you can grow lemons, limes, oranges, and kumquats in this area.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought we were too far north.
Well, you're not going to end up with a Florida-sized tree, but you can keep a smaller variety alive, you know. Plant a miniature or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and plant a container that can be outside to be looked, you know, really nice for the summer,
mm-hmm.
but then brought into a sheltered location or indoors during the winter.
Okay. So if you're breaking them indoors, I know, you know, we talked about using a basement to store your potatoes and things, a cool, dry place. So would you be able to maybe bring those potted trees into the garage that's not
yes.
necessarily heated,
right.
but not
but
as
protected.
Cold as it is
right.
outside? Okay. Okay.
But if we get, you know, some really frigid weather, then you need to cover them with plastic and protect them and keep them insulated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just use some common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And know if it's going to be, you know, -2 out there, they're not going to live if you don't give them some protection.
Right,
so.
Right, right. Okay, well, that makes it nice then. I mean, it gives you a little bit of different stuff. And you can grow your own lemons for lemonade in this hot summertime or, you know, to
for cooking.
Cooking. And same yeah. with limes. So that's good. Of course, you know, just another thing that we can do here for ourselves and help kind of grow your own type of product and
right.
take care of things there at home. So.
Kumquats right. make a beautiful garnish on a plate.
Ah, okay.
You know, because they actually grow kind of in, not in a true bunch, but there's usually some leaves and a few kumquats together. So if you break that, clip that vine off with the leaves on it, you know, it's pretty on a plate as a garnish.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, it looks like it's time for another break. So stay tuned. When we come back, more about local gardening.
From the Washington Chrysler Center 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. As crews prepare for actual work on Main Street Phase 1, preparations continue as well for Main Street Phase 2. Phase 2 work will continue east from Phase 1 stopping point at Jamestown Square Apartments and end at the intersection of Severs Road. Actual physical work, though, at Main Street Phase 2 is still a couple of years away. The final part of the Main Street work, Phase 3, would cover from Main Street Road to Severs Road. Right now, engineering work being done on that stretch in Phase 2. Victo police arrested a Victo man last night following a traffic stop at 2nd and Washington. Officers stopped the vehicle driven by 23-year-old Austin Smith. A blood alcohol test found Smith driving with a blood alcohol content above the legal driving limit. Smith charged with operating while intoxicated. He was booked in the Knox County Jail on $5,000 bond. The city of Bicknell has received a couple of benches made of recycled plastic products. Bicknell residents turned in plastic bottle caps and plastic lids for recycling into the benches. The green and black benches will be placed at Bicknell Parks. On its Facebook page, Bicknell Mayor Thomas Esterbrook said the two benches are a result of 800 pounds of donated plastic. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday closing farm market report. The corn rally continued on Monday, as did wheat, but the soybean rally fizzles out. This update brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN and seedconsultants.com. The bean market fizzling out did drag corn down a little closer to unchanged, but still the May finishes up 3 points at 392.5. July, $4.75, up 2.25. And December, $4.16, that was up a penny and a half.
Down 7.25 on the May soybeans, 10.37.75 after an initial up move on Monday. July finished at 10.48.5 down 7.75, and Novi down 2.25 at 10.44.75. Strong wheat July, 5.10.5, up 12 points. Live cattle down 90 at 106.10, and June lean hogs 72.70, up 7. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your Ag Today? Indiana's Farm Network.
We're currently accepting vendors for the annual Davies County Health and Wellness Fair on May 10th. To reserve your booth and reach over 350 potential new clients in one day, contact events at 800-876-1073 or email events at originalcompany.com.
Action revs back up on the WAOV sports calendar. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Here's what's going on today. Vincent's Lincoln baseball team will host Bedford. That's a 6 o'clock start. You can hear that game on 92.1 WZBM. Lincoln softball team plays at Pike Central at 5. Lincoln JV baseball team at Princeton at 6. Trevay tennis team at Bloomfield at 4:30. South Knox softball team at Ligoti at 5. South Knox tennis team hosts Wood Memorial at 5:30. North Knox golf team at Bar Reeve and Ligoti at 5. North Knox softball team will visit North Davies at 5. North Knox baseball team hosts Northeast Dubois at 5:30. Clark softball team hosts Jasper tonight at 6 in junior high sports. Clark track teams at Princeton at 6. And the South Knox middle school teams host North Knox at 5. Softball tournament has been sent. Vincennes Lincoln will play in game one against Pike Central. South Knox plays in the first round against Mitchell. North Knox will play Linton in the semifinals at South Knox. I'm Tom Lee. Helping seniors enjoy fitness with this community event on WAOV. Generations offers an enhanced fitness class from 11:30 to 12:30, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the lower level of the PE complex at Vincennes University. The first class is free, so bring a friend. For more information, call Generations at 800-742-9002 for enhanced fitness classes at Vincennes University, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Your forecast is brought to you by Premier Landscape and Design in Vincennes, offering professional landscape designs from simple to elaborate. You'll get the highest quality service and materials. Call Premier Landscape and Design today or stop by the Garden Center between the tracks on North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunny this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the low 80s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of afternoon thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Thursday, cloudy with showers likely, highs near 80. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town, 97.7 FM, WAOV.
And we're back here live in the WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can catch us here on Mondays, the 3 o'clock hour, on 97.7 FM, AM 1450, and NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm joined by Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, we're talking about planting and having gardens. And now you just kind of made my mind explode here with this one. We're going to talk about edible flowers.
Edible flowers.
Edible flowers, really?
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm intrigued. Tell me all about this. This is in
the end of the last section. We just talked about squash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, squash blossoms are wonderful stuffed with ricotta cheese and fried in Italian recipes. And they're also used as an ingredient in Mexican squash blossom quesadillas. So, you know, the male blossoms sprout before the female, and these are the flowers that you'll want to harvest. Female blossoms mature into the squash.
Okay.
So you take the male. Each male flower has a skinny stem compared with a thick-stem female flower because it becomes squash, so that thicker stem has to hold that squash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the... when harvesting, you want to be sure to leave one or two male flowers on the plant so that the bees can transfer the pollen to the female flowers,
okay,
and you get squash.
Okay.
The squash bee, a sleepy pollinator that moves from inside the flower, is a rare garden visitor, but these bees do the work of pollinating, so keep an eye out for them. At night, they'll curl up inside the flowers to sleep. So
oh, really?
Harvesting, be careful that you don't get a bee in the palm of your hand because you didn't watch for it carefully.
Yeah.
You
know? And it's so important right now. I mean, I've seen a lot of information and news stories about bees and pollination and the honeybee. There being such a low number of bees right now and trying to grow those honeybees. So you definitely want to be careful and not hurt those little guys because they do so much work, not just for our flowers and our landscaping, but so important in our growth of vegetables and all of our crops.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, they pollinate a lot of different types of things that we depend on. So, you know, including our trees and things like that, too. You know, they collect nectar from tree blossoms in many cases too.
Yeah. I know that I remember last summer there were two or three different people, friends of mine on Facebook, who were talking about how they had small swarms of honeybees and they didn't know how to get rid of them. There's somebody I know that goes and will do that, will remove them for you. So because they've learned how to do that and help. And kind of as a hobby is how he does it. But,
right. Instead of destroying the bees.
Yeah. So, definitely don't try to harm them if you see a swarm of them or several of them, they are much needed in this area.
Right. Now, you probably use chives when you cook.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other area that we can, that chive blossom is an edible flower.
Really?
They can be mixed into butter at room temperature to make a tasty chive spread for toast, eggs, or anything like you'd like a buttery chive goodness on.
Mm-hmm.
You harvest a few at a time, shaking out the aphids, and wrap them in a deep towel to keep in the refrigerator for a couple of days if you can't use them right away. But they're easy to harvest. It makes a great butter to put on a steak.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Buzz buttons are another little blossom that you can harvest, and they're also called Chez Swan buttons. They're kind of a new ingredient, and they're used in everything from cocktails to sorbets.
Really?
So sorbet is one of my favorite things.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're also used to season meat dishes in Brazil and India. So the buzz button flowers have been used to treat toothaches, throat and gum infections, and leading to the plant's nickname as the toothache plant. So
interesting.
The flower buds resemble those of Billy Button, the popular little yellow flower seen on many social media feeds. They feature a citrusy, buzzing, numbing feeling when chewed, so that's why they're good for toothaches.
Huh. Again, more of your all-natural remedy and things around the house.
Right. Nasturtiums, those pretty little orange trumpet-shaped flowers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is a prolific annual that climbs and spills into empty areas of an edible garden. It was first grown by the Incas in Peru and Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in many colors and even combinations of colors. So they're really pretty to grow. And then they are a distant relative of watercress. So they have a peppery taste. And the flowers and small tender leaves can be added to salads for a peppery kick.
Huh.
The pea-sized seeds can be picked and use them like capers. Give you a little sour, sharp bite, you know. And then the other thing that's really nice is lavender. You have to be careful with lavender blossoms, though, because they can overpower real easily.
Okay.
So if you use lavender oil or lavender flowers, you want to be very careful, very lightly use them, because they really take over. It's used usually to season lamb or chicken.
Okay.
And it's beautiful candied, sprinkle for confections and lemon shortbread. Because it's, you know, kind of a purpley color.
Right.
So you can candy them and then use them for an accent on your desserts.
Well, that's interesting. And yeah, that color would look really good.
Yeah.
You know, on that.
Nice on lemon yellow with lilac and purple. Yeah, that's
absolutely
a good color. And then we've talked about herb-like flowers. Now, the fruity, sweeter flowers are pansies and violas, and they were in Victorian times, they were sugared and eaten as candies. And you can also gently rinse them and use them fresh to decorate a spring dessert. Their soft texture and wild color can turn a simple white cake into a beautiful masterpiece for any garden party. It becomes your centerpiece.
Very nice.
With pansies. So.
It just, it blows my mind that something like that can be used for food. I just never thought that you could do those kind of things. So it's kind of neat to hear another purpose for those flowers other than just, you know, in your landscaping or your potted plants.
Right. Your pansies, a lot of times they'll separate the petals from the rest of the stem and just use those as an accent. Mm-hmm. Or you can use the whole flower.
Okay.
The other thing that's done is pineapple guava. It's a South American shrub. I don't think we see it too often around here. I'm not sure we grow in this area, but it was in the article that I read about, and it's a sweet tart and kind of a minty flavor. It says it can be grown in a large pot. It's drought tolerant, and the leaves will provide year-round interest when it's not producing edible flowers and fruit. It's a gray-green foliage, so it would be a pretty thing in a container if you want to use it just for accent, you know, and give it a shot. If we've got a relatively mild summer, it should do fine. So you can eat them straight from the tree, or you can sprinkle them in iced tea or make a jelly out of the flowers, so...
Interesting.
It's very interesting use.
Yeah, in the tea, I think that would be good. It's kind of a nice natural sweetener flavor, so that would be good. I could see where that would be really good to use.
Now, when do you harvest your flowers? In the early morning, on a dry day. That's when their water content and aromas are at their highest, and before the heat of the day causes them to evaporate. So, you know, you should be use them as soon as possible or dried to prevent flavor loss. Wash them thoroughly before you eat them, and shake them gently to remove any hidden bugs, and then wash them under a gentle mist or a colander set in a bowl of water so you don't bruise the petals. Then dry flowers quickly on paper towel or another, you know, absorbent surface, and then remove the stamen, because that often contains the pollen. The stamen's usually the little middle part sticking up in the middle of the flower.
Mm-hmm.
Because that pollen, the taste of pollen can detract from the flavor of the flower. And don't overeat them. When preparing the flowers, heat may evaporate the decorating aroma compounds and leave you with a beautifully scented home but bland tasting food.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
And, you know, there's a question on all this stuff. Consume only the flower varieties you're positive that are safe for eating. Research your flower varieties. Ask your local nursery staff. And make sure you know what you're eating. You know, many people have said, oh, I know what mushrooms to eat. And we hear about poisonings every spring.
Yes.
You know, where they've not not taste the right one. So, you want to know, if you grow them self, you know you don't treat them with pesticides. So for that reason, you don't want to pick them along the roadside or order them from a florist or something like that and then serve them to guests, because the pesticides can be hazardous to our health.
And even though you do take the time to wash them, sometimes even... You know, you're not able to get all of
you
that off.
You sometimes can't wash all pesticides
right,
off.
Right, right.
So.
And just to let people know, there is a difference between pesticide and fertilizer. So,
right.
Make sure, you know, when we're talking about this, it's not the fertilizer. Of course, you can use that to help enhance the growth. But the pesticide is what you have to be careful of. And,
exactly.
But if you're growing it yourself, that's another reason why people like to do this. It's not... just because it's fun or therapeutic or their way of de-stressing themselves, but it's also, you know, sustaining some natural food for them. And you have control over what you're consuming. You know, we see more and more people trending to the, free-range meats
and the organics. Yeah.
And you're able to take care of that yourself here with this. So you know what you're getting. And,
right.
And that's huge to a lot of people. So that I think we're going to continue to see more and more people doing these types of things and growing, you know, the plants and flowers and things. So,
well, and you know, there's just a certain amount of self-satisfaction in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's that little bit of us that like to go, oh, I know I can put a pansy on a salad, and when we have people over, they'll go, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
A flower in the salad.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. All right. Well, it's time for our next break. And when we return, we're going to finish up discussing these container planting type things. And of course,
got a recipe.
Greg's got a great recipe for us and maybe even time for a question. So be sure and stay tuned.
Square peg in a round hole. So why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey there, it's Reese.
And Irvy.
From the franchise concept, Reese and Irvy's. Our patented frozen yogurt vending robots serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt.
We're officially labeled one of the hottest franchise opportunities of 2018, and you could own one.
No employees, no rent, just fully automated robots that work for you and deliver instant customer satisfaction.
Find openings in your area at froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 7878. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7878.
You want a strong, healthy government? You gotta work for it. No more couch potato, none of the cheese curls. Now's the time to pump some real democracy like this. But a democracy like this isn't just born, it's built. Flex your voice, make yourself heard. You gotta exercise your right to vote. Election Day is May 8th. Learn more at IndianaVoters.com. This message paid for by the Secretary of State.
I was struggling to maintain contact with the professional world.
Dr. Ferner of Indianapolis talks about why he got the new CapTel Caption phone from Relay Indiana.
When I got the CapTel phone, it turned it around.
Go to RelayIndiana.com. That's RelayIndiana.com. And read up on the CapTel Caption phone.
People that I talk with do not necessarily know that I have this CapTel service. It's a piece of cake.
Go to RelayIndiana.com to learn more.
Churches, while your message is important to the people who regularly attend, you can send the same message to thousands of people throughout the area every week. Whether it's a program or broadcast of your service or outreach about the activities and services you have, radio is an economical and efficient way to reach the community. For more information, log on to originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591. Make sure you ask about our direct mail outreach program. For more information, contact us at originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. You can also catch us at newsknoxcounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer logo and listen to us live or catch a previously recorded show. There are archived there for you to go back and listen to. And, you know, Greg, this hour just always flies right by for
us. It usually does. It goes by quickly, doesn't
it? It does. We just don't have enough time. But we ask you to join us each Monday through the end of May, for the Ask the Designer show. We're here at 3 o'clock, so be sure and stay tuned for us each week. Send us your questions, ideas, topics. We'd love to discuss those. You can do that by emailing me at shareelliott@originalcompany.com. Call me here at the station, 812-882-6060. Reach out to Greg R at Regal
Furnituregallery.com.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't going to get that right. Or call them at the office, 812-886-4444. We would love to talk about what you want to hear. And this week we kind of were wrapping up our topic of container gardening.
Right.
Everybody can do it.
Everybody can do it.
You know, just make sure that you are checking some of the details about what you're trying to grow. Make sure you have the right container size, because that's huge. That's very, right. very important that you make sure you have the right size container.
Right.
You're planting the seed or the start at the right level,
right.
Because you want it to be able to grow. And watering.
Now, a lot of the things that you're talking about, we're going to talk about right now, because we're going to talk about the 10 mistakes people make gardening.
Oh, well, if there's going to be a mistake, you know, I'm going to do it. So,
well,
right.
no, not necessarily. But the number one on the list is planting too early.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we all get anxious for spring. We think, oh, well, I'll go get seeds and I'll plant these seeds and they'll be growing and everything. Mm-mm. Look at your time period. Look at your almanac. See when the time is to plant and so on. Planting too early is a sure way to be disappointed. Because they're going to get frostbit and nipped and they're not going to grow and you're going to be disappointed. You're going to feel like a failure. And, you know, we don't need any additional stuff like that.
Yeah, no. And, you know, this spring has been horrible with weather, you know, teasing us with nice sunny days and then getting bitter cold and frost. And so, yeah, it's definitely very important to make sure you're doing it at the right time.
Right. And then, you know, number two is most people have a tendency to overcrowd their plants in a container. You know, well, if six will do, I'll put 12 in and we'll have more beans or more tomatoes or whatever. Not so. It ruins your soil. It makes all the plants non-productive, you know, not producing really what they need to. So don't crowd your containers. You know, give the plants room to grow. So number three is exactly what you said, watering too much water. Or too little water.
Yeah, yeah.
Either thing is bad. And number four, and I don't know, I think this one I'll rank a little higher, is that it's too much shade, too much in the dark.
Yeah.
Most vegetables or container plants need about 6 hours of sun. So, you know, there are some shady things that you can grow that we talked about last week.
Uh-huh.
But you want to make sure that you put shady plants with shady plants, sunny plants with sunny plants, if you're mixing your containers, so that you've got them placed in the right size.
Because if you're not, I mean, you're going to end up having something that dies out because you know it's not in the right location, and right growth area.
Right. Then number five is remember you have to add your compost in the spring if you got your container. It's in the garage. You've had it. It's wintered in the garage and so on. You need to, you know, kind of dig it up, freshen it up, add some compost so that you start out with a good, rich soil.
Okay.
So if you get the bug to plant early, compost. Don't plant.
Oh, yeah.
But get your soil going.
Get it all prepped and ready to go.
Yeah.
Put some in there. Get it watered. Let it freshen up. And
That'll maybe, you know, take care of that need to dig in the soil and get ready. So
there you go.
Number six is when we forget to weed the garden.
Ugh.
You know, and you got to do that in the, you know, if even in the container gardening, it only takes about an hour or two a week for a container garden to be weeded. So you do need to do that.
Yeah, and you know, you wouldn't think that doing it in a container that you'd necessarily have to worry about those. But even when you have potted plants, you see little weeds that have somehow made their way in there. And
well, there's little seeds in the soil even when you buy it, you know, sometimes. So,
true.
You know, and then it's in the air and the bees are carrying seeds and, you know, all the flying insects around do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So then the other thing that we have a tendency to do is to overplant, you know. Well, we think two tomato plants would be good, you know, for a family of two. So we decide we'd plant three. And then we've got way too many tomatoes. What am I going to do with all these tomatoes? You know, how many people have you heard at the end of the growing season? They go, I have too many of this and too many of that.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like a bushel of turnips, maybe, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know. So, there are, or people would always bring them in to work, you know, because they had so many going, which was nice for those of us who didn't have the opportunity to plant some of those natural things. But I can't say no to tomatoes or cucumbers, so I always scooped those up and took them home
with me. Oh, yeah, because cucumbers become pickles and all kinds of things. One of my favorite things for cucumbers is to cut the ends off and then use an apple core and take the seeds out of the middle, and then you fill that, pipe that full of a flavored cream cheese or herb cream cheese, and then slice them and put them on crackers.
Ah.
Really tasty.
That sounds delicious.
So, number 8 on our list of the 10 things you shouldn't do is 10 mistakes is that people over-fertilize, like you were talking about earlier. They think the more the better. If you're going to give your plants food, follow the directions. That's why they're on the box. That's why they say do this X amount of times during the growing season. Okay? Remember, number 9 is support stakes or wire towers are needed some things,
right,
particularly tomatoes, bush beans, those kinds of things. So, you know, use that where it's needed. Provide it for you. Remember, keep your stakes about 4 inches from your plants so that you don't get into their root system. And number 10, the mistake that a lot of people forget is they don't look for insects on their plants. They figure they just ought to be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you'd think it would be just, you'd see them, but they like to sneak in there and hide underneath things, don't they?
And if you see them, if you take, you can inspect for those insects, get rid of them before they harm your plant, before they create a problem that's going to kill your plant and this sort of thing. If you see ants on there, they're not supposed to be on there. Take the ants off.
Okay, so even ants are a no-no.
Well, they can be because they eat leafy stuff, so... They can be a problem in some things, not too much, but, you know, if you see an insect, remove it from your container garden so it doesn't take advantage of you.
Very good. Very good. All great tips. Well, there's the music again, Greg. We are gearing down, so we've got about 30 seconds if you want to. You have that recipe real quick?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, roasted potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Chop into quarters.
Yes.
Mix them in butter, salt, pepper, a little bit of garlic powder. Throw them on a cookie sheet in the oven at 375 for about a half an hour until fork tender.
Very delicious.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
I made some last night for supper.
Very good, very good. And they're good for you, too.
Yep.
So
throw a little parsley or chives on top of it if you want when you get out of the oven.
All right, we'll see you next week.
7.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and ask the designer.
News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. A border crossing remains closed to a caravan of Central American migrants seeking